and Israel his dominion. I'm preaching when God moves in. Amen. It makes a difference. Moses had an ordinary shepherd's crook, shepherd's rod. Nothing out of the ordinary for an 80-year-old man to have a rod. Huh? Amen. And God sent him down to Egypt. Where are you going, Moses? Amen. I'm going down to Egypt. What are you going to do down there? I'm going down to Egypt. Take over. Hallelujah. What are you going to take over with? You don't have a sword, a shield, no armor, or anything. What are you going to do, Moses? You're kind of old. Be going, I've got this rod. Amen. Amen. You see, the Lord told me to throw it down, and I throwed it down, and it became a serpent. And then the Lord told me to take it up, and I slipped up behind it and got a hold of it and turned back into a rod again. From there on out, it was known as the rod of God. He did that in front of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's magicians imitated it, and here's three serpents crawling around on the ground. But one of those serpents swallowed up all the others. And then Moses took it up again, and it turned back into a rod. Hallelujah. Makes a difference when God gets in it. Amen. Judah was his sanctuary. God wants to move in. God wants to move in your house. God wants to move in your life. God wants to move in your affairs. Praise God. Amen. When the church becomes his sanctuary, something's going to happen. Praise God. Listen, he said, the sea saw it. Hallelujah. Can the sea see? Amen. Why, the very name says sea, and the sea saw it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sea saw it and fled. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, in this very brief message, what's in your way tonight? Is it as big, maybe, as the Red Sea? Is it as big, maybe, as the mountains of Sinai? Is it as big as Jordan at flood tide? Or let me ask you tonight, is perhaps your problem as big as the world? Because sometimes that's the biggest problem we have, is the world. Ask the many a brokenhearted father and mother where their children are, and they'll tell you they're in the world. What happened? World got them. World swallowed them up. Amen. Hallelujah. If your sea is your biggest obstacle, all you need is God in the situation. Let God move in. The sea saw it, the Bible said, and was driven back. Well, well, well. Praise God. The mountains skip like rams, and the little hills like lambs. And the whole flock had to get out of the way. Amen. Get away, Jordan. Get away, Sinai. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's people's got to pass through. Hallelujah. It was just a plain shepherd's rod. Aaron was old too. And the children of Israel, they grumbled against God and against Aaron. Amen. He's taking too much on himself. So God said, we'll put it to a test. And they put Aaron's rod in the ark. Hallelujah. Wasn't nothing in there but a jug of manna and the law and, amen, a few odds and ends and Aaron's rod. Hallelujah. Next morning, They checked all the other rods. They was just walking sticks. Amen. And then he opened that ark. Praise God, and that ark was full of stems, blossoms, and blooms, and ripe olives. Amen. They reached way down and then got a hold of Aaron's rod and pulled it out. Amen. And his blossoms fell and shells fell on the side. Amen. They pulled Aaron's rod, well marked, out of the ark. God had gotten Aaron's rod overnight. Amen. And it had not only budded, it had blossomed, bloomed, and had ripe olives on it. Praise God. Hey, amen. Or I guess it was olives. Was it olives or almonds? Huh? Almonds? Almonds. Had ripe almonds on it. Seemed like I sensed something wrong there, you know. I don't always sense it, you know. Whew, God, give me some sense. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, Jordan was the last obstacle that Israel had to face. Amen. And it was flooded. Praise God. But God was in the arrangements, if you will. He gave good instructions to Joshua. He said, send the priest down in the water, bearing the ark. Amen. Slosh, 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 slosh. Carrying the ark. What in the world are you going to do? Swim across Jordan with the ark? Amen. But just as soon as the skirts of the priests with those golden poles across their shoulders touched Jordan, amen, it began to roll back. God pushed old Jordan back. Clear up to the city of Adam. Hallelujah. I mean, he made a dam, invisible dam, and a lake above. And the children of Israel went marching forth on dry land. Praise God. Because God got in the arrangements. Praise God. Amen. Thou earth, he said. Listen, let me read this. What aileth thee, O sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back. Ye mountains that ye skipped like rams, and ye hills like lambs. Sometimes God talks poetically. And David's writing a song, and he's making spiritual comparison with natural things. Praise God. Tremble thou earth, talking to the world now, at the presence of the Lord and at the presence of the God of Jacob. Thou earth, probably the worst enemy that you and I have today is this world. There are three things that plague us, and they're both, all three, as a matter of fact, pretty bad. The world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. And did you know that even if there wasn't a devil, this world would get some? Because you can sin on your own without a devil. And there'll even be sinners in the world during the millennium. Amen. And the devil's bound for 1,000 years. Not as many. But there'll be people that'll choose to follow the fashion of this world. Amen. Now, don't you think the time's come that the tables ought to be turned on the devil? And the earth ought to tremble a little bit? Amen. We've lost enough to the world. Praise God. The world needs to recognize the church of the living God. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is, all we need in the church is God. The move of the Spirit, praise God. And the world is no match for the presence of God. Amen. Your world may be the biggest, praise God, obstacle you've got. And it might have left you poor and wanting and needy, praise God. But listen to this. Amen. Tremble at the presence of the God of Jacob, the presence of the Lord, which turned the rock into standing water. In my brief essay tonight, or whatever you want to call it, amen, hallelujah, what would you do if you was thirsty and in a dry land with nothing but mountains and rocks, and God turned the rock into standing water? Now God had to do something special for Israel, because there was at least 3 million of them, plus the mixed multitude. Amen. Do you know how long it would take 3 million people to get a bucket of water down here to watering trough on Tylersville Road? Amen. I won't tell you what, it'd be a long, long line, wouldn't it? Amen. Hey, but he didn't just send them a little bit of water. He turned the rock into standing water. Ooh, hallelujah. That makes a difference, brother, when a mountain of rock is turned into standing water, praise God, and the flint into fountains of waters. Not only did he turn a rock into standing water, I mean, here suddenly 3 million people are gathered around the lake, amen, and springs are squirting out of the hillside. And people are carrying their buckets up to the springing water, praise God, and getting their bucket full out of the hillside. He turned the rock into standing water and the flint into fountains of waters. If God can turn a rock into a river, he can do anything. If he can turn a river into a highway, he can do anything. If he can turn a sea into a thoroughfare, he can do anything. Amen. All we need is God. And the wonderful thing about this service from start to finish, and everybody knows anything about God knows it, he's here. I said he's here. He's here. All we need is God, and he's sitting right beside you. All we need is God, and he's walking down the aisles. All we need is God. And he's filled these preachers. He's filled these singers. He's filled these saints. Hallelujah. Stand up and give him the glory. All we need is God. And he's here. Woo! All we need is God. And all you got to do is reach out and get a hold of him. All we need is God. Praise God. Amen. There may be some here that's got a heart like a flint, but God's getting ready to turn that into springing water. There may be some here that's got a heart like a rock. Amen. But God's ready to turn that into standing water. Hallelujah. Hey, raise your hands and claim the promise right now. Amen. Get us a song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What aileth thee, O rock? What brought about the change, O rod? Amen. Man, Aaron's rod, you're looking different. That's what they'll say about you after you come out of God's presence. Hallelujah. Aaron's rod, look at it. It's got flowers on it. It's got buds on it. It's got almonds on it. Got it right that time, didn't it? Hallelujah. Yeah. Just look. Amen. Hallelujah. God's a God of miracles. Amen. He can do the impossible. Why, some of the 8 days, you're liable to turn around richer to be married. Amen. He's a God of miracles. Amen. Some of these days, amen. Thomas liable to get him a date. Amen. For the Valentine's banquet Friday night. Amen. Hallelujah. God can do anything. Huh? God can do anything. Praise God, he never fails. Just ask him. What do you need? What do you want? Praise God, just ask him. My mom and dad had been separated for 2 years, and I thought I'd never see our home united again. That the rest of my life, I'd visit mom one place and dad another. And we'd walk together down the trail of broken hearts. Amen. But one day, by miracle of God, I saw mom and dad back together again and happier than they'd ever been. You know why? Because God got in it.
Oh, yes.
I didn't think I'd ever see my mom well. And so people start praying for her all over the country. Amen. Pastor up at Bunker, Missouri, said, son, let me know when she's healed so I'll know when to quit praying. The doctor told me, all the ground she gains, she loses it. I knew why. She didn't have the want to. Amen. But 1 month after that, I got a letter and said, you can come and get your mother at your convenience. Her condition has reached the ultimate. Praise God. Amen. You know what? Dad went with me to get her. Amen. And they stayed together until the old folks' home separated them. Amen. God can do anything. He did that for my sake. And I want you to know that for the sake of the people of God who pray, God will do a lot of things that this world don't understand just for you. Now through the Bible we hear God doing things for David's sake. God doing things for Abraham's sake. Hallelujah. But I want you to know he can do things for Karenita's sake. He can do things for Ronnie's sake. He can do things for Dwayne's sake. He can do things for Brother Crouch's sake. Hallelujah. He can do things for your sake. Amen. Hallelujah. God's helping somebody here tonight. God's moving for somebody here tonight. Some mother's prayers may be closer to the answer than you think. Some grandmother's prayers may be closer to the answer than you think. Because if he can turn a rock into standing water, he can melt the stony hearts of men and save them. If he can turn rocks into fountains. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Every rock became a fountain. Amen. If anybody said, I don't know how I'm going to get to that water, is too many people. Well, hey, look here. Here's a fountain right here. Amen. Just fill your bucket. Praise God. Let go and let God have his wonderful way. Or your sorrows will vanish. Your night turned to day. Just let go and let God have his way. Reach out and lay hands on somebody. Amen. Ask the Lord to turn a rock. A mountain into a river. Ask God to turn a swollen, flooded stream into a highway. Praise God. Ah, yes. A bridge. A bridge. A bridge. Over troubled waters. Praise God. Hey, 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 hey. Amen. You may have lost contact. You may have not be able to get through that son or that daughter, that backslider. But I want you to know God can plug them in one more time. He can establish contact one more time. And they can hear that voice again that they heard when they was a child. And they'll know that it's that same one. That same one. that led them to God a long time ago. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As they sang, reach out and bring somebody to an altar of prayer. Or pray right where you're at. Pray spontaneously. Let go and let God have his wonderful way. Sorrows will vanish. Your night turn to day. Brother Edward Lackey, pastor at Bunker, Missouri, said, let me know when she's healed, son, so I know when to quit praying. Hallelujah. God heard. And God answered. Hallelujah. Hey, people's been a-praying. People have been laying hold on God. Stir up yourself tonight and take hold on God. Stir up yourself and take hold on the promise.
I heard about his groaning, all his precious blood atoning.
The rock.
I repented.
Hallelujah.
Of my sin.
You see, all we need is Jesus to get in the rock. Jesus to get in the rod. Jesus to get in the program.
My Savior.
Jesus in the church. Hallelujah. He's a hearing. He's a answering. He's a helping. Hallelujah. Get on your knees. Call on Jesus. Bow before God. Call on Jesus. Hallelujah. Walk right out of that valley. Raise both hands and praise the Lord. Claim the promise. Come on.